Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and you are
Jody Ambrosio, and we welcome in David Stemmerman, who is one of the Republican candidates for the governor's nomination. Mr. Stemmerman, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on.
Thanks for joining us. Self-made successful businessman from Fairfield County. How do you get your message to the people up north who have no idea who you are?
This way.
Well, my hope is by now there aren't too many people that around anymore. You described them. A self-made businessman. I started a business from a single desk. It was an investment business. Our first year was 2008, which was a pretty lousy year to get started.
Yeah.
We grew to manage billions of dollars for our clients and did that for 10 years. And that's an American dream success story that I think people can relate to all over the state. And I made enough money that I've been able to be independent of all the special interests that have been dominating our politics for a long time, put my own money in, and we've been pretty active with our advertising and in all media, and so I think our message is really starting to break through.
Hey, David, what has been the response, though, from, let's say, as you know, the endorsed candidate by the Republican Party is, in fact, Mark Boughton, the mayor of Danbury. What's been have you gotten any heat from them to get heck out of the way?
No. I mean, this election is all about change. Before I decided to close my business, put my family through this, and my wife and I, we got five kids. I got four teenagers at home. Okay. I wanted to make sure that there was a real path to victory. And what we found when we did our poll all across the state is people are unbelievably angry, unbelievably upset with what's happening to their state, which,
true.
You know, it's a terrific state. People are being forced out of their homes, and they want change. They want a change not only in party, but they want a change in the kind of person leading this state. We've had 40 years of career politicians running the state, and they want somebody with a business background, an outsider, somebody who's going to fix the budget, who's going to get our state growing again. They want somebody who's independent, who's going to fight for them. That's exactly what we're going to bring.
David, what do you think is the most important aspect of trying to grow the economy back in the state?
So I look at this like the perspective of having started my own business and investing in businesses all over the world, which is what are the competitive advantages here? I look at businesses and families as customers and what used to bring them here and what do we need to do to bring them back? I chose Connecticut first to get a job here. I chose to raise my family here and start a business because of three advantages. First is our location. We're right between New York and Boston. It's an awesome location. Second thing is we got good schools, one of the most productive workforces on earth. And the third thing used to be we were affordable. We had lower taxes, lower cost of living, lower cost of doing business. Over the course of the last 10, 20 years, we've lost all three. And so what we need to do is it's not just one thing. We've got to rebuild all those advantages. But the first thing we got to do is our state is known as a basket case. We just had Bloomberg News come out and say Connecticut is at risk of default. We had the Connecticut Business Journal say that Connecticut stands alone as the only state in the region that's been losing jobs. And it's because we have this incredible mess that's been created over decades, this massive unfunded retirement liability. Until we fix that, this state is on the do not touch list for business. We need to get it off the do not touch list and then rebuild our strengths.
We're talking to David Stemmerman. It's davidstemmerman.com. Okay, so here you come in. You're the outsider. You get to be governor of the state of Connecticut. I know you want to cut, you know, basically some of the expenses that we have in the state, including labor contracts. How hard, though, would that be, David?
Everything that we're talking about is going to be unbelievably hard. And I don't take it as any differently. And the people of Connecticut, I know we got a crowded Republican primary, but we're saying to everybody is you got to do your homework here. I got five kids, and in the summer, nobody wants to do their homework. But we've been recognized by the Hartford Current as the only campaign in either party that's put out detailed plans. What we need to do to restructure our labor agreements is something that has been done repeatedly in the private sector, for businesses, for cities, but never been done at the state level. In terms of what we need to do for cutting taxes, you got some candidates saying they're going to eliminate the personal income tax. It's absurd. The numbers don't work.
Right.
But we need to reduce our taxes, and we give you the detailed plan of how to do it. For rebuilding our transportation infrastructure, it's going to take billions of dollars. Where is it going to come from? We are going to attract private investment. All these things are tough lifts. That's why you need to get somebody with what we call outside-the-box thinking that's going to bring in some of the most talented people, not only in our state, but all over the country to help us get this done.
All right. David Stemmerman, once again, the website is davidstemmerman.com. You do have a great deal of detail on there, and it's not just
yeah,
him throwing stuff
very
out
impressive.
There. So give you credit
Thanks,
for
David.
That. Hey, David, good luck to you.
Thanks very much. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at David Stemmerman. We got a couple more policy proposals while everyone else is getting out of the starting blocks. We're going to be laughing.
All right.
Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Right.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.